So if there are many senior devotees, and if you are not able to offer obeisances physically to all of them, is it is it a matter of pride? No. See, Krishna is not an unreasonable God. He never demands something which is not possible for us to do. So the mood of offering obeisances is to offer our respect. So we do it physically as much as is possible for us. But if for some physical limitations, it's not possible, then we offer in the mind. We fold our hands and we offer obeisances with folded hands. That's perfectly fine. See, in the Bhagavatam itself says, Desha Kala Vibhagavit. There are principles of bhakti, but they have to be applied according to time, place, circumstance. So when Bhishma Devi is lying on his arrow bed, at that time, he is not in the condition to offer obeisances to the sages who come. So he just moves his eyes, actually eyebrows, and he offers his regard and respect to them. And that is considered, he's a dharmagya. He's a knower of religious principles, and accordingly, what he does is right. So, certainly our spiritual master, we should offer obeisances as much as possible is physically. And if we are personally meeting some senior devotees, some sannyasis, if it is physically possible, we can offer obeisances to them when we are meeting them. But if there is a general community of devotees and there are many seniors, it's not practical to offer obeisances to everyone. So I was in Alachua last year. Alachua is in America, which is a community of Prabhupada disciples, more like a retired community where devotees stay together. So there practically everybody is a Prabhupada disciple. So how can one possibly offer obeisances to everyone over there? Then we just fold hands over there. So we don't have to think of this as offensive. And if there is a particular devotee to whom we were regularly offering obeisances earlier, and now we stop offering obeisances, then we can clarify, you know, because of my health or because of physical limitation or whatever, I'm not offering obeisances. So we should not do it in a way that seems disrespectful to someone. So it's not that everybody else is offering obeisances and we are not even looking at them, that person. We can also fold our hands and offer obeisances. So devotees are understanding about this. We don't have to worry too much about that. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.